Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm glad to get to your phone calls and your emails. We're live at SHOT Show, the Shooting Hunting Outdoor Trade Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And believe me, there are a lot of Northwest companies represented here. There are a lot of Northwest law enforcement folks represented here, and it's great to be here. We'll be back in our home studios next week. But I want to bring on the program State Senator Mark Chesler, who represents District 9, and he is a Republican. We invite the Democrats. They don't often come on the program, but Senator, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. I'm jealous of your location today versus mine.
Well, you should be down here because there's some politicians here, too. We've talked to the governor of Oklahoma, the governor of Mississippi, and boy, do they have some things. In fact, the governor of Mississippi brags on how good his education results are, and he points out that he has some of the least well-paid teachers in America, and they're doing bang-up job. And Washington State has some of the best-paid teachers in the country, and not much to brag about in terms of reading, writing, and arithmetic. But I wanted to talk to you about gasoline as well. But if you want to sound off on that, Senator, I'd be happy to let you.
Well, I'd trade governors with him. I know that.
Tate Reeves for Jay Inslee. I don't think they'd take that trade, even with a couple of draft choices from the Democrat Party. So let's talk about what the Democrats are doing to us at the gas pump. What's happening?
Well, it's really simple. The oil companies, the pipelines, refineries, they all know that the auction is coming for these credits. They know that the cost of buying these credits under cap and tax will be more expensive than originally estimated. They have started building it into their price, anticipating a large cost of doing business. When I researched it with independent oil marketers, on the line was each refinery, each type of fuel, and a line item for cap and tax, 33 cents per gallon the week I looked. Going down to diesel fuel, which is our trucks, our large pickups, farm equipment, 42 cents. So they're building this into the price, anticipating what they have to charge. At the same time, our Department of Ecology and others are in a complete state of denial of cost to the average taxpayer.
Because they're claiming, oh, it's only going to be 5 or 6 cents. Isn't that the estimate that the Democrats have offered up of what Jay Inslee's cap and tax is going to do?
On some days, they'll say it's even less than a nickel. So what? But the point is, we don't have road money like a traditional gas tax. This is a gas tax massive without roads.
Well, and not only that, but I want you to back me up on this, Senator. Tell me I'm wrong. This additional cap and tax is not allocated to build roads or highways or bridges. It's allocated to whatever projects the Democrats want to put it to.
Absolutely right. There is so few transportation dollars to meet our needs of our state that it's a joke in that sense. And it's become a very, very large slush fund. I mean, you look around at the way the money is used or intended to be used, we won't see the projects that people need. We'll see what liberals want them to have.
And by the way, that 33 cent per gallon increase in gasoline costs, you're saying the companies are building it in because they know it's coming. They can't wait until the day they actually hit the auction and say, now we'll add the costs in, because the costs are going to come along with that first load of gas that gets produced out of that. And 33 may be a lower mark. I'd heard it might go as high as 46. Am I right?
It's very, very possible that it goes higher when they have to build that in. You also have the low-carbon fuel standards added to that. Right now, it's about a penny and a half, but they don't know for sure what the cost of obtaining that low-carbon fuel is. So they're hedging their bets. I mean, if you're a retailer in this state and you know your prices are going to have to go up, you start building it in advance. These companies are no different.
Let me ask you about it. Can I shift gears a little bit? Because I want to ask you about another issue that's right in front of us, and I'm sure it'll be in front of you. You know Cindy Jacobson from Puyallup?
Yes.
Okay, and she's introduced a bill that I think is so common sense it has almost no prayer of getting passed in Olympia. But what she's said in the bill, as I understand it, is We're going to let the hospitals hire back people who were let go because they refused to take the jab. The jab that, by the way, does not keep you from getting COVID, and which we're told by some of the latest studies on the latest variants of COVID, actually makes you more likely to get COVID if you've been vaccinated. Does that bill have a chance? And if not, what do your colleagues say as an excuse for voting against Cindy Jacobson's idea?
I've never heard publicly their excuses. We know we're short on healthcare professionals. We're short on state troopers, ferry workers, and others that perform real government service. And they won't give us a straight answer why. I think it's a common sense idea that should have been fast-tracked out of there.
Well, I think it does too, but is there any way to force them to have to take a position on it? Get it to committee and have them say, no, we're not gonna tell the hospitals to hire back people who didn't get the jab and don't need it. Because, Senator, I know, because the numbers show it, there were a lot of people, maybe as many as two-thirds of Americans, who took the initial so-called vaccination, which turned out not to be a real vaccination. But many of them said, I'm not taking another booster, or I'm not taking three or four. So, you know, they're effectively going to allow healthcare professionals who took one or two jabs to keep their jobs, even though those jabs have worn off, long since worn off, between then and now. Average time for that is 6 to 8 months. So they're effectively the same people as the unvaccinated. If you could force them to take a position so they have to explain to the public, every hospital in the Northwest, Oregon and Washington, are complaining about being short-staffed. They fired thousands of staff members over this or forced them to resign. I think it functionally comes out to the same thing. You know, if your boss says, get the shot or you're gone, you're fired. You've been fired. So if you could force them to take a position, we could push this issue in front of the public and say, these people are refusing to let the hospitals rehire the very people they're telling you they're so short of today.
Well, there's a very easy answer for that. In the rules of the legislature in a House committee, the ranking member can request we immediately consider action on the following bill. And you force a vote whether to even consider it. You also have in the House, it's called, I believe, the Eighth Order over there, that any member at any time may demand to relieve the committee of the bill to vote on it. So there is a procedural motion at the committee level and on the floor to find out who's really there and who isn't. And you can argue it's procedural and it's pretend, but at the end of the day, if you really believe in it, you'll take the vote the right way.
I certainly hope that somebody does that with Cindy Jacobson's bill, and at some point we'll arrange to get her on the air. Senator, it is a pleasure as always. You should make it down to SHOT Show next year.
I hope to do it.
Take care now. That is Senator Mark Schessler from Washington State. It is a pleasure to be with you live from SHOT Show and taking your phone calls and emails at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Send your emails to talk@larslarson.com.